I'll just move right here. Take a moment. Let's breathe in this space. A sense of peace. A sense that the Spirit is here in our midst. That our minds are calmed after all the activities we've gone through to be here and all the excitement of this morning. That our hearts are open to whatever the Spirit has for us this day. May you know that peace deeply. Amen. The passage that Anne read for today, in essence, it's Jesus' briefing to those 70 followers he wants to send out into the world to share his story, to really to prepare his way to the villages and towns that he's going to be traveling to. He wants to give them a heads up on what to do, what to expect, how to deal with really difficult situations he knows they're going to encounter. As always, I've spent time with this passage, and there are three themes that stood out for me. We'll walk gently through this passage together. We start first, Jesus calls those 70 disciples and sends them out two by two. Not with banners, not with reference letters, not with hotel reservations, or a detailed itinerary, not even with shoes. He sends them together two by two. He knows the road is long and the road is difficult, and that we're not meant to walk it alone. That was true then, it is true today. The road is long and difficult. We're not meant to walk it alone. We have community to be there with us and for us. He sends them out because they need support. And if you have someone with you, you can problem solve. If you get lost in the wilderness, someone might remember which way to turn. If you're dealing with difficult people, you have someone else as your backup on how to deal with them. It's someone who's your support. Someone who navigates not just the wilderness and people, but navigates how to support you as you walk on this journey. So he sends the disciples out, not alone, not to fend for themselves, not as heroes on a solo mission, but as they are together, to be there for support. I believe that from the very beginning, the message of Jesus is that we are community. That part of our role in this message about Jesus is how do we support one another? It's about community, it's about partnership, it's about mutuality. It's about being sent into the world to be in relationship with ourselves, with God, with other people, and possibly even those we will meet that we haven't even known yet. This mission is not about domination, or it's not about building an empire, but to tell Jesus' story about peace and to help begin to mend broken hearts. That's a tall order, and Jesus really knew it wasn't going to be easy. So again, he sends them out two by two to be a community. And I want to just pause to thank you for choosing, even if it's just for this day, to choose Esquimalt United Church as a part of your community. Thank you for being here. Now, the second thing that stood out to me is that Jesus' very first practical advice is in verse 4. Carry no purse, no bag, no sandals. Go with what you have on your back. Travel light. That passage makes some of us a little nervous. You know, we're the ones who pack a suitcase about the size of a small refrigerator. And when we get to the airport check-in counter, we're in danger of breaking the scale. That's what I call the just-in-case packers, okay? You know there is a prediction of no rain because, of course, you've already checked the weather forecast for where you're going. But you bring a jacket anyways, just in case. And even though you're staying with friends with a washing machine, you never know when you're going to spill something. So you pack extra clothes, just in case. And even though you're going to perhaps Toronto, and you hear rumors that there are actually stores there that you could buy medications, you pack your entire medicine cabinet anyways. You never know what illness you'll come down with, just in case. We are the people who don't like to take chances. We like to know where we're going. We like to be well equipped. After all, the motto of the Girl Guides wasn't lost on us. What is it? Be prepared. Lovely. Good for you. Others of you, I admire you greatly, you're the we'll get by packers. You know, you toss a few things in a backpack and off you go. No fuss, no worries, no extra weight, just the essentials of what you need. You rely on your own resourcefulness and the kindness of strangers along the journey. And even perhaps you rely on the kindness of your in-laws to use the washing machine and the clerk at the drugstore to help you find what you need. And then there's Jesus. Has anyone else ever noticed how really unreasonable Jesus can be? I mean, really, he's asking his followers to go out and not pack anything. That's like the ultra light packer, beyond my comprehension. And I suppose he has a point. I mean, physical things can weigh us down. And overconsumption of things leaves us with concerns of caring for those things and paying for those things. At some point, sometimes they own us more than we own them. Anyone who's cleaning out a house full of items will know that story of how much stuff we accumulate. I've been cleaning out for the fundraiser for the garage sale. It's amazing what I have in the back of my closet that I haven't needed in years. And, you know, I did start asking that question, do I need this in my life? Would someone else find more joy, and would I have more joy to have that empty spot in my closet? Well, some of you may know Marie Kondo, the decluttering expert. If people listened to Jesus, she would be out of a job. Travel light. On some level, a modern day, admittedly a modern day wondering, might be, is Jesus talking about more than just things? Perhaps he's concerned about the heavy weight of carrying old hurts, worries about the future, carrying the weight of shame over things that wished we had done or said differently. Many of us carry the weight of fears, fear of failure, fear of a of doing or saying something we shouldn't. Fear of what people think of us. Fear of not being enough. When Jesus says travel light, we may be asked to leave the heaviness of our emotional baggage behind. That, in the end, is the most difficult and heaviest baggage, luggage, that keeps us to responding nimbly to the call God calls us to. So carry no purse, no bag, no sandals. Traveling light means trusting deeply, depending on the kindness of strangers. Be open to what God is already doing in the places you are about to go. And that's not easy. All of us were brought up and shaped in a culture that calls us to be prepared, be strong, be self-sufficient, be in control, know what's happening next. But when you let that go, you just may discover how grace is present in your life. Jesus sends us out with a different call. Travel light, be humble, be a guest, stand in solidarity with those in need. The message the disciples carry is simple. The kingdom of God is near. Not a threat, not a guilt trip, but a promise to hope for, a promise to embody. This kingdom is not power and domination. It's healing, it's dignity, it's a radical welcome. And Jesus sends his followers out to announce it, but even more, to embody it. Our words and actions and how we are in this world speak far louder than anything we say. We all know that. And he doesn't guarantee that they will be welcome in every town. He says clearly, some will reject you, some will close their doors, some will not want to hear the good news you bring. And when that happens, he says, shake the dust off your feet and move on. Don't stay, don't argue, go on to those who may be receptive to whatever the message is. Trust that there are others out there who would like to hear the message of good news. And maybe, just maybe, you may have planted a seed that someone else will come along and water. Now, this is a little trickier concept, but it's trust the message those people reject is bigger than any one reaction. I'll say it again. Trust that the message those people reject is bigger than one person's reaction. Our total commitment to what we know we are called to do does not depend on being liked or being right in another person's eyes. It depends on being faithful to who and what God calls us to be. Another pause. For those of you here who have felt rejected for what you know is truth, your truth. For those who have been rejected for their gender identity, your queerness, your mental health issues, your activism, your dreams, your unpopular stance on justice. You are not alone. The good news is you have a community to support you. And that you are being faithful to who and what God calls you to be. Jesus encourages you to stand in your truth because you are beloved. Your witness matters. Your light is needed. So shine on, baby. This is your chance. You can make a difference in a world that treats love like a scarce commodity. It's not. The more you give away, the more it grows. Finally, the third theme. After their travels, the disciples return full of joy. Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name. They're really amazed at what they discovered. And Jesus affirms what they witness, but also grounds them. He said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Yes, he's as if he's saying, yes, something powerful is happening. Yes, systems of injustice are being shaken. Yes, evil is being exposed. Then he says something even more important, which may be a little hard to understand, but he says, do not rejoice in this, but rejoice that your name was written in heaven. Which means your worth, that don't center in the joy of what you do, but center in the joy of who you are as God's beloved. Because that's long lasting. The things we do that bring us joy aren't as long lasting, but we center in that. So your worth in all of this conversation is not up for debate. Your life has sacred value just as you are in this moment. Friends, we're still being sent out. We're sent into communities where people are struggling to make rent, to access care, to feel safe in their own skin. We are sent into systems that thrive on division and domination. And we're told to speak peace, to embody a different way, to receive and offer hospitality, to lean on grace, and to travel light. So, when you're rejected, and you will be, it's just the way it is, instead of being discouraged or compromising your values and beliefs to please another person, may you dust off your feet and move forward knowing that we stand, that you stand in your own integrity. The good news of God's love is not a product to be sold or a debate to be won. It's a presence to be shared, a table to be widened, a peace to be planted deep in that human soul. So go. Go as those first disciples. Not alone, traveling light, with nothing but a spirit of love, with no agenda other than care. And with a faith that tells us even when the world says no, we are called to a greater yes. That's a capital yes. We are called to a greater yes in a world that often says no to our message. So go out knowing you have a community that goes with you. Go light, go true, go where the Spirit sends you, and trust that God is already there. It's gone before you. The world's waiting for you, for your gentle words, for your wild hope, for your holy presence. The kingdom of God has come near. May it be seen in each of you. Amen.